thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, with everything that went on last week, this is a big win. You have the bye. What did you just tell your team?
Kind of forgot what I told the team. Not going to lie to you. No, it was we'll talk about the bye week coming up tomorrow. But, you know, I know a lot of people are going to be surprised. Right? I don't think there's a person surprised in the locker room. It's a hard-fought game. It's a damn good football team, a well-coached football team over there. Buffalo, obviously, they've got championship aspirations. But I don't think there's a guy in that locker room that didn't think we couldn't win.
Is this the best defense in the NFL, bro?
Our defense?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. Ask those guys.
What did you think of that performance, though, right to the end?
I thought, you know, just coming into the locker room, had a chance to lap them. We had an awesome drive going. Obviously, the camera gate. But with defense got the interception afterwards, we scored. Thought defense was lights out. I thought our offense, so just the time-consuming drives that, to keep those guys off the field, especially that last drive that led to points, running the ball and imposing our will on them fourth quarter. Just couldn't be more proud of the fight, especially offensively and defensively. I mean, just the absolute grind and strain to finish 60 minutes.
Robert, is that to say about, I mean, Zach was under pretty intense scrutiny for the last 7 days. What can you say about the way he responded?
You know, it's the same thing I've been saying all week. He's fine. Playing quarterback in this league comes with all the blame. It comes with all the glory. And I thought he was poised today. I thought he prepared well. I thought he did a lot of really good things, and I thought, you know, I just felt like he kept his composure throughout the week and kept his composure in the game. Nothing's too big for him. He's going to be a good football player. You know, he's still a pup in this league, and he's got a long way to go, obviously. But at the same time, I thought he did a really nice job today.
Robert, can you expand on that that last drive with, you know, when you ran about, I don't know, 6-7 times in a row, whatever? What is that like as a coach and a play caller, you know, with Mike upstairs, when you are doing that? And can you speak to those two guys who had
yeah.
big games today?
From a defensive standpoint, it sucks. I can tell you that much. I've always said I'd rather have somebody throw for 400, 500 yards and run for 200 or 300 yards. When you line up and you're throwing your best punch and you're still leaning on being lent on for 5 yards a pop, I think it's miserable. So credit to our offense, credit to Mike to stick with it and to continue to, you know, when, you know, we always challenge our O-line to make it so demonstrative that the coordinator has to call a run play. And I thought the push, I thought our backs were seeing it really well. We were breaking tackles, our receivers were blocking. And when we needed a third down conversion, Mims played big boy ball on the slant, and Zach delivered a strike to allow us to take another couple minutes off the ball, off the clock. So just a really well executed drive from everyone on offense.
What's been the biggest difference between this defense from last year to this year? Where last year you guys statistically were one of the worst in the league, and now seemingly, I mean, you're one of the best quarterbacks of one of his worst games.
Got some good players. I'll always talk about those guys first. Our D-line's, knock on wood, our D-line is healthy, playing a relentless style of football. Our secondary, DJ and Ahmad. I know Ahmad got beat on that first play on that double move, but he still stayed poised and kept himself in the game, wasn't even fazed by it. Our safeties, and Jordan had a chance at another one today, our second pick of the day. But, you know, I feel like there's the communication has been so good, and the precision at which we're playing in the back end has been so much better than a year ago. And when you mix in that rush and coverage, and obviously Brick, I'm going to go overboard for Brick and his staff. The amount of work that they've been putting in and the amount of conversations to try to put these guys in the best positions possible, I feel like he's been doing an unbelievable job too. And so just collectively, just everybody, Joe Douglas bringing in great players executing at a high level, coaches doing their best to coaches. So. Only happens to the Jets.
Where's your team been able to come from behind so often this year against quality teams?
Like I said, we don't flinch. I think we're too young to flinch. And just a belief, you know, just in preparation that we believe we can win. And if we just go 60 minutes and Like I've said it before, our three preseason wins were in the fourth quarter. And there's just a belief that if you just give us time, or you just if we have a play to play, we're going to treat that play like a championship moment. We're going to do our best. And I feel like they've got that mindset.
DJ, do you feel like your team made a statement
to that? No, it's maybe to the outside world. Last week we felt like we gave one away, and I thought we practiced well this week. Not that practice ever translates, but I feel like it does. And but I don't, you know, it wasn't last week wasn't demoralizing anyone. It was like, damn, we are pretty good. You know, when you're feeling like you should win football games, and there was, like I said, there wasn't a coach or a person in that locker room that didn't think we were going to be able to get this one done.
How satisfying is it for you personally, a game like this at home?
It's satisfying for everyone. Every win, I've always said, as a coach, winning in this league is more of a relief than joy. We won. But with the bye week, I'll enjoy this one. But I think I speak for everyone that this bye week isn't as well needed. But I'm just happy for the people in the locker room more than me.
You talked a lot about being boring this week a little bit. Those last 8 minutes, is that the kind of boring that you want to see?
Hell yeah, I love running the ball. Go ahead, see.
DJ spent a lot of time on Diggs. I don't think he had a catch in the second half. What has DJ meant to this team? We talked to you about Sauce a lot, but I feel like DJ is kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Really.
Yeah. I know Sauce, he gets all the fanfare, fourth overall, catchy nickname. And he's doing a great job. He's deserved. I mean, he's another interception today. But DJ is playing Pro Bowl football. If you really sit down and watch a tape and you just dissect what he's been doing, he's playing at an all-pro level, and every bit of deserving is the praise that Ahmad gets. So he's kind of one of our quiet leaders, our quiet champs, if you will, in terms of what he does and what he brings both on and off the field and at practice and in meeting rooms, and to gather all those young guys to be able to see, to teach them the game that as he sees it. So he hasn't been getting enough love, in my opinion, but I know we love him in there. So.
Robert, Bryce Huff has been, early on wasn't even getting in the game. Speak to that play that he made at the end there, and that essentially decided it for him.
Now he wins. He wins his one-on-ones. Obviously, he is being able to rush the passer is like gold. It's a premium commodity, if you will. And it is something he does at an extremely high level. And I know it took us a couple weeks to get him out there. Just, you don't normally dress 10 D linemen in a football game. It's just a matter of me just sitting with Joe and just saying, screw it, we're dressing 10, because we had to get him on the football field. And he's done his job in terms of making sure that we keep it at 10.
Robert, I know this wasn't a playoff game, it wasn't the Super Bowl, but with what this franchise has gone through over the last 5, 6, 7 years or so, does it mean more? Like, does this one carry more weight because of what it's been like?
I haven't been part of the past. But for guys like E and Mastrodi and our ownership group and all the people who have been through all of it and stuck through it all, I think it's awesome for them. But at the same time, it's one game. We got the bye week, and we got a trip to New England waiting for us.
Has the gap closed?
What do you think?
Last time you played these guys, you came and talked to us right away, right?
I think we're a lot better. But like I said, it doesn't mean anything. We've got, 8 games left, and hopefully these 8 games make for an exciting second half. He's dealing with an elbow. We'll reevaluate him tomorrow.
You used Garrett all over the field, especially in that first half. What do you think of his performance and the growth he's shown?
That was gritty. I think somewhere around the middle of the fourth quarter, somebody made the comment that he's going to be sore tomorrow. But it's a deserved sore.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.